This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Ladies and gentlemen, we're often in the know at this time every couple of weeks when Margaret Weldon joins us to fill us in on something she has investigated, and this one gets a little personal and experience. So I threw in the word experience there, which may almost be on the level of, I don't know my feet. I'm not really sure the word belonged in there. But
isn't he just evil?
Yeah. Well, at least I call my own self out. I'm now making fun of myself. I've moved from you to myself.
We will get somebody to come and pull your feet, Kelly.
I knew you would say that. Hello, Miss Weldon. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. And how are you today?
I'm fine. I'm just, you know, expecting that after you're done here, you're getting my Christmas gift in order. And that's absolutely
true. Yep, I'm getting you the same thing I got you last year.
A handful
nothing?
Of nothing again.
That's right. Yeah,
you know, just to make you feel good, I went down to the
not
holiday
train.
Not
even a train. Hug this time.
Yeah. No, I went to the holiday train and screamed out your name, and they said, oh, do you know Margaret? Come on board.
Oh,
yeah. Psych, did not. Didn't go near it. It was too cold.
Kelly, why do you do this? It's the Christmas season. Have some mercy.
It's okay. I know Kelly, but I know Kelly. That's
just
fine.
Nod and smile, huh?
It's because I don't want the coal that she tends to hand out.
True.
Today we're going to talk about the Sunnybrook Hospital, excuse me, let me say it right, the Sunnybrook
Drug
Health
Safety.
Sciences Center, the Drug Safety Clinic. And Margaret, you went for an incredibly unique test that I think is pretty fascinating.
Yes, that's right. This story actually has been several years in the making. So let me give you a bit of a background. I went to see whether or not I was allergic to local anesthetics. Now, for those of you out there who may not know what local anesthetics are, they are when you get freezing, and when you're having a procedure done, but you don't get put to sleep. So, for example, if you had to have wisdom teeth removed, you would get freezing needles, but you wouldn't be put to sleep, right? But the freezing would numb the gums or whatever the
specific
that's
area.
That's right. So what happened was when I was 14 years of age, I had some problems with my left eye. It had pressure and it had a lot of pain, but it didn't have infection in it. And when I went to see the ophthalmologist that I had at the time, he thought, okay, let's do some tests for glaucoma. Well, the test for glaucoma didn't show any pressure. And then he decided to freeze the left eye and then interject some alcohol into the eye.
Right. I think I remember you going through this experience.
Yeah, that's right. And when I went home, I ran a very high fever and my eye became very swollen. So we called the eye doctor and back to Toronto Western Hospital we went. And after 2 or 3 days of testing and several days of observation, the doctor concluded that I was allergic to the local anesthetic, and which was fine. But here was the problem. So I went to go and get my wisdom teeth removed a couple of years ago, and I went to the oral surgeon because I couldn't do the local anesthetics. I had to go and see this surgeon, and he said, well, we freeze the jaw anyway because it's going to lessen the pain when you wake up. And I said, oh my goodness, I said, I don't know which one, but I'm allergic to local anesthetic. And he said, well, how do you know? So I just explained what I explained to you. But the whole thing is my parents are both deceased, so we couldn't ask them what was used.
Which one, yeah.
You know, because there's several different kinds out there. And then we phoned my family doctor to see if it was in my medical history. And what he did was he documented that, yes, the eye was frozen and given local anesthetic. However, the name of that anesthetic was not listed. So he said, well, okay. So this oral surgeon said, well, guess what? You're going to have to go for an allergy test to see what local anesthetics you are allergic to. And so from there, I had to go to my physician and get the referral. And then I was referred to the Sunnybrook Health Sciences Center Drug Safety Clinic.
Wow. Okay. And I've heard of this with people even. I know my mom, my sister, I should actually get tested myself for anesthetic that puts you right out, a complete, that it can kill us because of some members of my family are allergic. So I understand the seriousness of this.
That's right. Wow. That's right. And it's very, you know, it's more common than people know.
Oh, yeah.
You know? That's the part that's scary because, again, it's like the default way of doing anything, right? All kind of procedures, you end up either with a local anesthetic or a full anesthetic, I guess that's what you would call it.
That's right.
And it's just like the default thing. It's hands down, that's what's going to happen. But then you don't know if you're allergic to it until you go through it.
Exactly. So, and this drug, let's see, I went for, to see my family physician way back, in July 2016, and then what happens is you have to go for a consultation with the drug safety clinic's doctor first, because these kind of tests are not appropriate for everybody.
Mm.
And what they do is you get an appointment set up, and you go in for about a 20 or 30 minute consultation, and you then have to answer questions and all kinds of different things, and then the doctor will determine whether you are a candidate for these kind of tests that I'm describing today.
So is there a danger in you taking the test potentially? Is that what the questions are for? Or are they trying to kind of say, no, you don't need to worry about this?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's to see, okay, so what makes you think you're allergic, and what were some of the signs? But then again, are you going to be put in danger? Should you try one of these anesthetics? Because these local anesthetics have different chemicals and different preservatives and things in them, right? So mm-hmm. you don't know what you're allergic to. Now, this drug safety clinic too also does allergies for other things like penicillin and latex and sulfa drugs and certain types of other antibiotics as well. And they use three different types of methods. So the first method is what they call a prick test. And that's when they place a small dose of a drug on the patient's lower arm, and then they prick that spot, and then a half an hour later, they wait to see if you are allergic to it. But before they even do that, there are certain guidelines you have to take. For example, when one of the things that I guess I learned was that when your body is allergic to something, you release histamines. And,
right.
and histamines are like when you have a cold or something, mm-hmm. because the body is trying to get rid of whatever it is that's allergic
it's
to it, right?
Fighting, yeah.
So they put a little bit of salt water and a little bit of histamine on the arm first. And if you don't respond to the histamine, in other words, if there's no lumps from the histamine, then they really can't progress with the test because you're not going to get an accurate reading. So
didn't they do stuff like that back in the day with the tuberculosis test too? When
yeah, that's what they do.
They put that antihistamine, I think, on you so that if you get the bump,
you have to come back for a second round.
I wonder if it's much the same. Anyway, I'm probably digressing in the sense of not talking quite the same thing, but I wonder if that's.
But again,
the same
to see how your body's reacting,
that's how it works.
That's right. From then on, anyway, what I did is I had a very nice response to the histamine, which I was lucky about. But my problem was that day I went into that clinic and I was very, very, very warm, because what they tell you to do if you're going to go for these tests, and this is the next thing you need to know, is that you're going to be there for about 6 hours, maybe even 7 hours, because sometimes they can fall behind with patients having reactions, right, to other things.
Of course.
So anyway, when I was told that I responded well to the histamine, that was fine. But because of the intense heat, I had been sick to my stomach before the test even started, right? So
was that based on some of the instructions they gave you prior to the test?
You know what the funny thing was? I don't think so, because the funny thing was they tell you to eat a regular breakfast at home, but they also tell you that if you are on antihistamines, such as cold medicines like Triaminic or NyQuil or whatever. Even Benadryl has antihistamine, the same with Gravol, and even some antidepressants. They tell you to stop taking those at least 3 days before the test.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, they're going to interfere with the test. And then if you're on medications such as prednisone or asthma puffers, you should continue to take them as per usual.
Now, what about other meds that people may be on that they need daily?
If you are on medications for blood pressure or your heart and you take them in the morning, don't do it on the morning of the test. Wait until you get home and you can take them after the test. Now, there's always exceptions to every situation, right? So if you have any concerns before going to the test, you can always contact the drug safety clinic, either Sunnybrook or whichever one happens to be in your province or area. Or you can even speak to a pharmacist or even your doctor or medical provider, and you can ask your questions and get your answers before you start.
Mm.
But for me, no, it was the intense heat, so I calmed down, and then I was able to start the test. And once I found out that I could do the histamine, then what they did next was they put six local anesthetics on my arm, and then they put these little pricks in, and they're feeling like little mosquito bites. They don't even feel as sharp as you might feel when you get a blood test or something. And then you wait another half an hour. And if you're successful, in other words, if the skin remains clear and you're not allergic, then you can. Then what they'll do is they'll give you a small injection of a certain type of anesthetic under the skin to make sure that you aren't allergic, because no skin test is 100% perfect.
So, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, one point I should mention is that some patients get very itchy when they do the histamine injections, and you have to leave that mark alone. You can't scratch it because, oh. Yeah. Or some people get total body itches, and wow. Some get no itches. That's very rare. And I was in the rare itches case.
So what itches. About days later? Can people still get a reaction since they've been there?
Yes, they can. There's a local reaction, which is a redness around the area, or that, you know, you had the pricks or whatever, the injections or whatever, and those are pretty common. And then. So what you would need to do is you would need to, if possible, contact the drug safety clinic, I'm sorry, and then even if you can, send photos, you know, through the phone or email or whatever of that site so that they can kind of have an idea of what they're dealing with. There's anaphylactic
situation.
Yeah. And that's when this is a whole body reaction, and symptoms of this are sneeze, hives, wheezing, these kinds of things. Yes. And, you know, medical staff are there to monitor, to make sure that they can help you through that if they need to. And this is why you need to stay there for the 6 hours.
Mm. So are you allowed to be accompanied when you go for these tests?
Yes, you are. You can. If you have a disability, you can be. But you just have to let the clinic staff know ahead of time, just because the space is so limited.
Right.
Right.
What about if you... And I hate this, because if something comes up, you get an appointment you've waited for, especially something like this, and you have to cancel. Is it hard to get appointments? How does that work?
Well, they need you to cancel at least 48 hours ahead of the day of your test, and you can get another appointment. It just means that you'll be back on the waiting list and just waiting that much longer. So,
how long did you have to wait for your was it a long time?
Well, let's see. I got the news about the allergy test that I had to go for. I believe it was in July or August 2016. I went for the consultation in February, and then I got this test done on November the 1st.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
It is a long time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, one important thing that I promised Jackie Campbell, the clinic manager and pharmacist, that I would mention is that when you have your consultation, a report is sent out to your doctor or medical provider. And when you have the allergy tests done, it's also sent out to the medical provider, and the doctor report is also sent out. So
good, yeah. Do we have a lot of these clinics in here in Ontario, the drug safety clinics?
We have three of them. There's the one at the Sunnybrook, and then there is one at St. Mike's Hospital here in Toronto, and then one at McMaster in Hamilton.
Ontario. Wow. Okay. Yeah. And I'm going to assume we've got people of all ages that are attending and getting checked out, because, of course, allergies are not age discriminate.
With these three particular clinics, if you're 12 and older, they will take you. But if you're under 12, then you would go to the Hospital for Sick Children here in Toronto.
Right.
Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Margaret, great experience. Thank you for sharing, because, again, there's so many of us out there that probably do need to get checked for one thing or another. And it's really good advice, especially when you're talking anesthetic.
Hey guys, it's Rami Amuthan. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Hey, if you love AMI TV's variety of described programming, and if AMI Audio is your preferred source of community news and information, well, we need your help. Our broadcast licenses are up for renewal next August, and a part of the renewal process is to reach out to our audience for letters of support. These letters are really important to show to the CRTC that AMI is a media company that informs, entertains, and empowers Canadians who are blind or low vision, and that our services are essential and should be supported and continued. The deadline for submissions is Friday, December 8th, so please visit ami.ca/CRTC to learn how you can make a difference.